I got Larry Grover on the line, and Larry is a longtime caller on our program, longtime guest from the Conservatives of Kern County. I know you had a flirtation with John Kerry during the recent campaign. Is that right?
I didn't have a flirtation with John Kerry during the recent campaign, Phil. I think what I had was a dissatisfaction with President Bush and the direction of the war. But I can't say that I'm a 100%. Detractor of President Bush is, I just think that the Iraq war is involving a little bit more than we thought it would.
Well, you didn't call about that, and I appreciate why you called. You called because I've been talking an awful lot about, you're on a cordless phone or something, man, so you,
I'll try and get a little bit closer to the base here, Phil. The reason why I called you was I have heard you talking about the difficult time you're having in your marriage. And I got to tell you something. I know it takes a lot. And I think it is wonderful that you're forthcoming with your audience. And I will tell you something else, Phil, if it helps. I've been where you've been, okay?
Yeah.
I have been where you've been, and my wife and I were contemplating. I'm on my second marriage, and my marriage to Karen, we were contemplating divorce. And I made the decision to commit to our marriage because that's the most important decision you can make.
Well, I've heard it said that you have to decide to commit. You just don't, it's not a magic thing.
No, yeah, the decision to commit to your marriage is very important. But the decision to commit to the relationship is important, too. This is my second marriage, so you got to go at it slowly.
Right.
And I think that marriage is important. What we've decided to do, what I said was, let's go ahead and file for divorce. So I have gone ahead and I've filed for divorce from Susan.
But you're committing to your marriage.
I'm very committed to her. But let me tell you why I filed for divorce, as contradictory as it sounds. I filed for divorce to strengthen our relationship and to strengthen what we are going to have in the future. Okay?
Well, how does that strengthen the marriage or the relationship?
It strengthens your marriage. What you're doing, Phil, is you're wiping the slate clean. Not you, but when anyone is committed to their marriage but has decided to start again, when you get a divorce, you are wiping the slate clean. And so for Karen and I decided to file for divorce and clear the wreckage from the decks, if you will. Probably the best thing you can do to get your marriage back on track is to file for divorce, to start again. And
well, when you're filing for divorce, you're saying you're ending the marriage. So why get a divorce, right?
Well, you're getting a divorce because the legal aspect to your marriage is the very thing that was causing you to end it. On paper, marriage, especially when you reach the point of divorce, a lot of times has a lot to do with money. It has a lot to do with the technical and the legal ends of things. In order for me and Karen, and I talked to her about this, and we're going through this right now, in order for Karen and I to really take our marriage to the second level, to get it into a real level of intimacy and a real level of understanding, and to get her to forget and forgive some of the things that I've done, is I went and talked to my attorney, and I served her with a summons, which is a divorce.
Boy, I mean, that's a little rough.
It's a little rough, but let me tell you something. It is going to clear the decks for us in a legal sense.
All right, but when you divorce, and do you have children by this lady?
We have two, yeah.
So you got the four kids, by Susan, and you have two more with Karen?
That's correct, yes.
All right. You're going to be paying child support and...
Not in this instance, because here's what happens. Karen and I are committed to our marriage, 100%. Yes, I filed for divorce. Yes, the court is going to order child support and spousal support money in the state of California. I don't know how it is with other states.
Okay.
She is going to take that money, deposit it into the bank, so that there is a bank record of that check being deposited, and then the same day, or not the same day, but as soon as that money is cleared and in the bank, then she will write me back the amount. So what we're doing is we're working on our marriage without letting the, I guess you could say, the state of California.
Well, hold on for a minute. All right, so you're going to pay the court-ordered spousal support and child support.
Exactly.
But then she's going to pay it back to you.
That is correct. Because why would she keep it as personal money when we're working on our marriage and when we are working and we're this close to breaking through to a new level of understanding for each other? And
but why not just stay married? Why get a divorce?
Because it's better. There is so much bad blood from all of the stuff that I did, and she, and not just the stuff that I did, but the stuff that she did. And, you know, that we want to just clear that away. And the only way to do that, to really get a fresh start, is I went ahead and filed in the court divorce. I had a marshal deliver it to the house. And so now she's been served. All right. And
all right. Okay. Let me give our phone number out here, Larry, for just a second. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I know you sound 1-800-449-8686. I know you're sounding very earnest about this, about marriage being something you got to commit to.
Absolutely. And most people don't know how to do it. Susan and I are, I guess you could say we're lucky, we're smart enough. We know how to make our marriage work. We know how to, as I said, take it to another level of intimacy.
But you're getting a divorce.
We're getting a divorce in the eyes of the state of California, yes. But that's only because we want to get the legal stuff cleared up, and we want to be able to concentrate on how much we love each other without all this other stuff.
All right, well, you see, when you say you want to get the legal stuff cleared up, if the state is going to, and the state will order you to pay some child support and some spousal support, she's going to cut a check back to you for that amount.
She's going, well, you're making it sound as if it's a little mercenary. It's not.
No, I don't mean to say that. I just want to be clear here that she's not really going to get any spousal support or child support.
No, she, no, well, no, she's not, because why should she? She's my wife. We're working on our marriage. Those are my children. And I would, of course, I'm going to support them. So why does she get a check that she puts into her checking account? This is, it's my money.
Well, it's community property. It's community funds, right?
Not technically, not spousal support, child support, no. But the point is, we're getting a little far afield here.
Yeah, it's a little technical.
What I'm saying is this. I feel for you, Phil, and I hear what you're saying, and I want you to know that if I could give you any advice at all, this is the advice I'm giving you, which is to commit to your marriage, work 1,000,000% at it, love her, trust her, make sure that she's trusts you, and that's one of the reasons why after the divorce is final, and I have to give her spousal support, she can show her trust to me. I show my trust to her. I show my trust to her by giving her the spousal support check. She shows her trust to me by withdrawing those funds from her checking account and remitting it back to me. So that we're saying to the state of California, who cares about your divorce laws? We're married. And
are you going to get remarried?
In what way?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a divorce, okay.
Yep. But we're still married. We're working on it.
No, I know you're working on your marriage, but if you guys get a divorce, she doesn't have to give you the money back if you marry her, because you don't have to pay. In other words, let's say you get a divorce. They say you got to pay spousal support.
Okay.
But if you marry her again, then that stops. Okay?
That is correct. But like I said, you've got to take things slowly. I'm divorcing her in order to show her how much I love her and how much I'm committed to her. It's very technical. It's very, very technical. There's not a lot of marriage counselors out there. There's not a lot of psychologists that really understand this work. It's very, what you might call, Phil, advanced work in marriage. To be able to divorce your wife and say to her, this is a summons. I am serving with divorce papers because technically, as far as the legal end is concerned, I want you out of my life. But I actually do love you, and I want you in my life. We've got to clear the wreckage, and that's what the book's all about.
All right, Larry Grover on. He's the author of a book called Clear the Wreckage, How Divorce Can Lead to a Happier Marriage. He and his wife, Susan, who he says they're working on their marriage, and they're working very hard on it. See, I'm going through, not a divorce, but I'm going through some tough times in my marriage, and I suppose in talking about it, I have gotten a lot of people interested in calling me, and I do appreciate, believe me when I say I appreciate the very nice, boy, do I get some nice emails from people. This gentleman is saying that he and his wife, Susan, Larry is married to Susan now 4 years, are getting a divorce to clear the wreckage of their marriage and to take it to the next level. Now, that means that every check he cuts her for spousal support and child support, she gives him the money back. Because it's trust. Now, of course, why not get married again? You got to take things slow. This is according to Larry. I don't know if you've read this book, bud. Have you?
No, I haven't.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. As we talk to Larry Grover, who is working very hard on his marriage with his wife, but first he wants to file for divorce and make it official to the state that he doesn't want her around. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. To have a successful marriage, isn't divorce the last thing you want to do? And you're telling me...
No, it is not the last thing you want to do.
All right, you're telling me the divorce is a cleansing act, clears away the wreckage.
Well, in my case, my wife was really carrying around a lot of bitterness toward me because of a couple of relationships that I've had over the years. Excuse me, over the years.
We're talking about with women.
Well, yeah, but here's what... If you want to move past that for a minute, she was carrying the bitters around. So I said to her, let's get a divorce. I want to work on our marriage. The first thing we need to do, though, is calm you down, make sure that you don't live in bitterness for the rest of your life. And boy, Phil, I'll tell you something. Nothing promotes bitterness in a woman like giving her spousal support and child support. And I'll tell you why.
No, wait a minute. Child support is child support.
Absolutely.
And spousal support is whatever the court orders for that state.
Well, wait a minute. Nothing engenders bitterness in a woman like giving her spousal support. What I've said to my wife is, you're very angry. Let's get a divorce. I'll give you the spousal support as the court orders, but then you cut the check back to me within 24 hours. What that does is it circumvents the court's need to somehow keep this bitterness alive. See, courts facilitate the anger of women. What I'm trying to do is put a little bit more reason into marriage.
Which you call it being married even though you're getting divorced, right? All right.
Yeah, well,
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Steve, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm really at odds with what's being said here because I don't think it's the courts that create the bitterness in this situation. Having gone through it myself, it's the lawyers who create it. These lawyers will feed on this and prey on this. And the word you used,
I agree with that.
And the word you used was trust, Larry. And I, you know, the problem that you've got right now is that you've broken this marriage because you've been in a couple of other situations, which I can totally understand. I've been there myself. And I don't think going and resorting to a divorce is probably the best alternative.
Well,
I think
otherwise she's going to live in
let me
she's
going to
be bitter about it.
Let me just finish here. She's going to be bitter until she gets some help, and help is in the form of probably marriage counseling. And the other thing that we really haven't talked about here, we haven't talked about the kids. You know, what's happening to them psychologically?
We're still married. I'm still married. I just want to get the divorce out of the way so she doesn't live in her bitterness. The one thing that encourages bitterness in a woman is when you start cutting these big, fat child support checks.
Larry, I've been there, man. I've done
it.
And let me
tell you.
You
know what I'm saying, buddy?
What are you guys saying? You don't want to write child support checks for your kids?
No, not at all.
I don't want to support my children. But my wife, these women live in their bitterness. The fatter the check, the more they feel entitled to being angry at you because you had an affair.
My problem with that is...
Three or four affairs.
You participated in a number of different affairs,
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And I was guilty of that, but to try to band-aid it with some kind of a divorce action that pays the child support and then gets it back, I don't think that's not going to work for you, buddy, because the bottom line is that bitterness hasn't gone away because you've tried to remedy it through some procedural issue. The bitterness goes away when you sit down and you emotionally deal with the woman's needs and try to resolve it
What about my needs?
Well, you know, unfortunately...
My emotional needs are that I don't want to be giving her, because the state of California says $20,000 a month. Are you kidding?
Your emotional needs really don't matter.
Yeah, you had an affair on this woman. Okay,
yeah.
Steve, thanks for your call. You had an affair on this woman.
I had three affairs with a number of employees of mine at some restaurants that I owned. And it was wrong, yes. But what's even more wrong is saying, aha, now I got you. You had an affair. Let's start ratcheting up. Let's start cranking that alimony money up until it gets almost to the point of blood pressure, stroke-inducing high blood pressure. Because that's what a woman will do is the minute you have an affair, some women, not all, Phil, but some women will say, now I got you. Let's give him a stroke. I'll hire an attorney. I'll crank the alimony up so high that he pitches over onto a floor somewhere with a blood clot in his brain. And I can tell you...
Boy, that's attributing an awful lot of nefarious...
Phil...
No, it's attributing an awful lot of nefarious and ill will to women who perhaps just don't want to be hurt by a man cheating on them. And I don't know that the amount of alimony necessarily has to do with how bitter she is. Shirley, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Shirley, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I don't agree with your guess.
My name's Larry Grover, ma'am.
Well, I'm a woman, and if I have bitterness with my husband or because of some affairs that he had, I would like to have a divorce, you know? And if you do grant me the divorce, and if you still want to make it work, then we'll make it work, you know, after the divorce. But then if that alimony is paid to the child, to me, and then also the child support, that should not be given back to you.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying except for that. Now, here's why I say...
You know, because I have the impression that when you do something like that, you're only just protecting yourself, you know?
Oh, no,
you're protecting yourself from paying the alimony, but you're the one who's fooling around, and then you're protecting your assets so that when, even if we're together, but all your properties are just down... I mean, just going to be for you.
No, dear.
Because by law...
What I want to do is this. I want to say to my wife, let's get over the bitterness because I slept with a number of women. Let's move past that. Now what we're going to do is... We'll get a divorce, and the alimony that you get and the child support that you're supposed to get, you cut a check back to me within 48 hours at a bank account, at a numbered bank account that I'll give you.
And what do you mean, a numbered bank account that I'll give you?
Because we're trying to circumvent the state from encouraging women to be angry and bitter and take it out of a man. You see what I'm saying, Shirley? In other words, you're angry that a man had an affair on you. I understand that. But you don't want to be so bitter that you start screwing him financially. Is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
But when you do make a mistake and
right.
you have to go ahead and pay the consequences, there's no such thing as, pay me back the consequence. You know, no, that's your punishment. And that's basically the
bottom line.
But
we're still working on our marriage. Why should I be punished when we're working on our marriage?
You know what? Then it's up to the woman, if you're working on your marriage, and if to remarry again, then maybe that stops everything.
Right.
But because, you know what?
I agree with the caller.
You can go ahead and continue on and keep them.
Mr. Hendry, you're the one getting the divorce. I don't know where you know, I'm talking to the caller here.
I'm not getting a divorce. I'm just having some problems. I'm not getting a divorce. But what I'm saying to you, I agree with Shirley. Okay, if you want to work on the marriage, then get married again, you know?
Get married again, right, exactly.
We're still married. Technically, we're divorced, yes, because the divorce frees me up. Not doesn't free me up, but it frees up the money. All right?
Exactly. So basically, the bottom line is money. So your basic concern is your protection for your own money, and that's not right.
I think you got it all wrong. I think what happens during a divorce, the only person who cares about
when
money
you get
is,
a divorce, when you get a divorce,
wife.
When you get a divorce, everything is totally cut off. So financially, you're on your own.
Well,
you
I
know?
Think that.
So,
a divorce only encourages women to try and take it out of a man's hide.
But you know what? Not all the time. What if the women...
Yeah, I think that's a little cynical. All right, look, Shirley, I got to take a break.
Well, I would just caution the caller, try not to take it out of a man's hide.
All right, listen, Shirley, thank you. By the way, we have Larry Grover with us. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment, not part of the what I've been talking about, but the this Twitty woman, Mrs. Twitty, of the Holloway case.
Yeah, Natalie Holloway's mother. Yeah, she's been caught. She has, I don't know what to say, she's been causing problems.
Well, she made some comments that I think make us look a little stupid in the eyes of the world. Now, this is a lady, God bless her, she lost her daughter. As far as we know, they don't know where the kid is, and they're looking for the child, and she says she won't leave. I think there's a couple of things. The woman hails from Alabama, which is a part of the country that generally gets a lot of jokes about it for being not all that smart. Secondly, now she says she's not leaving Aruba without her daughter. And I think anybody who has seen this case knows that young Natalie Holloway most probably, Phil, I don't think will be found. I think that she probably was thrown into the ocean. There's an awful lot of carnivorous fish in that area. I don't doubt that perhaps the young lady was devoured by, you know, her remains. And I think it makes us look a little stupid to a country like Aruba, where you have a lot of banking, you have a very, very low unemployment rate of 1%, high literacy rate. It's a country per capita, frankly, that's a lot smarter than we are.
And so what are you saying? She shouldn't have said the things she said?
She insulted the people of Aruba, people who per capita are probably smarter and wealthier than we are. And she comes from Alabama. And she says, I'm not going to leave Aruba without my daughter. The young lady is missing. Now, Aruba's an island the last time I checked. I don't know where you're going to hide a body on Aruba unless, of course, you have used it to, you know, chum for fish or whatever you're going to...
All right, okay, that I don't want to hear it.
But it's difficult, but that's what I'm saying.
All right, well, the reason why we're talking to you is you're getting a divorce. You know, you're trying to get your marriage to work. You think the best way to make a marriage happen is to first go ahead and get the divorce, get that out of the way.
Clear the wreckage.
Clear the wreckage from the deck. And then when the court tells you you have to pay spousal support and child support, give it to her, have her put it in her account, but then make sure she cuts the check back to you and gives you the money back.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because why should she keep it? You're still married. You're still working on your marriage. A lot of and women keeping child support, I'm telling you, or spousal support, it's dangerous because they get this, they get it in their heads. Maybe I'm right about him. Of course, my wife was right about me cheating on her, but she didn't have to keep it, you know, keep beating it into the ground. All right, that's the first point. The second point I think that's more important to say here, Phil, is that my wife had occasion. When I asked her, I need to have that money back within 48 hours, and she said, no, I want to keep it. Now they're in a situation where technically, they are asking for a physical confrontation because they may be stealing. I don't know.
So, well, if she's entitled to that money and you say, give it back to me, and she says, no, that's not stealing.
If she considers us still to be married, even though we got the divorce, and I've got a witness to that, it's my money.
All right, let me go to Tim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to find out why it is he cheated on his wife in the first place.
Why did I cheat on my wife?
Correct.
For sexual reasons.
And did she ever cheat on you?
No.
Well, I think that the cuckoo clock flies to the left.
Well, that's great.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Goes to the left.
Okay, man.
What is that guy's story? Jesus H.
All right, it's fine, man, but the guy I think was saying you sound a little goofy.
Oh, okay, I sound goofy. The cuckoo clock goes to the left. There must be a whole coven of queers out there that understand.
Okay, watch. Get out of here.
You're not hanging up on me, not before the flashback.
I like how they talk really fast. How do they know I'm going to hang up? Don't hang up on me. Anyway, here is our flash. Thank you very much, Larry, and good luck with your divorce. So, in other words, here's your alimony, honey. Now, give it back to me. No, I don't want to. Really? All right, now I have legal recourse to belt you. Well, in a perfect world. All right, just kidding around there. Ladies and young women, don't ever let a man hit you. If a man hits you, hit him back with a gun, with a bullet, something like that. All right, Phil, can't remember much detail of the specific show,
hey,
but
coach,
I know it was the...
name's Tom.
No, man. No, kill it. Kill it, bud. Are you retarded?
What did you want?
I was pointing to you for the David music.
Oh.
Oh. Recue that. Recue the bit.
Okay.
Now go get yourself a Yoo-Hoo.
Don't you want me to push the button?
No, I'll push the button. Phil, can't remember much detail of the specific show, but I know it was Vernon explaining his no-crying policy when one of his players was having an asthma attack. So before you play another all-you-can-eat Negro tape, could you please do this one? It's great, thanks. Chris, Encinitas, California. Here he is, Vernon Dozier.
Hey, Coach. Name's Tom.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm a vet, too, and I'm going to tell you...
Oh, you're not
my
a
point
vet.
Of view, I'm listening
Everybody's
to you.
A vet all of a sudden.
Well,
are you a veteran?
I can back it up. Well, hey... I don't see where you're a vet and where you're proving it. Well,
you ain't proven you're a vet enough
to be a coach.
You ain't proved you're a vet.
I can certainly pull my papers out and show them, but I'm telling you.
Where were you, in Vietnam or someplace like that?
You think you're a bad boy.
Hey, I got my butt.
You're a coach, you're doing all, so you don't cry. Kids are kids, and they're allowed to grow up. They should be allowed to grow up and express their pain and whatever they feel and all this other stuff.
Oh, come on. And you don't deserve to be a coach. Do you coach kids?
You coach kids. You don't have the right to be a coach.
Why not?
If you want to be a big bad boy and teach somebody not to cry, and you're talking about our military, why don't you go join the military, find out what it's like, and maybe they'll let you try to train these troops to be a man and where they won't cry when they're getting shot at, whatever.
When you say you're a vet, were you a vet in Nam or Pinky's Animal Hospital? Because
why do you got to disrespect these guys?
Because
Pinky's Animal Hospital, let me tell you something. I don't need your kind of criticism, whatever you want to call it, out here.
Hey, Tom, let me.
You don't deserve to be a damn
sir.
Coach.
Every Wednesday morning,
any of these things, fellas.
I want to ask you if, in the military that you were in, if anybody could take this kind of pain, then I'll respect it. Every Wednesday morning, my wife backs a Cadillac Escalade out of our garage right over my hand. I put my hand on the garage floor and have her
you,
back.
Sir, are a complete and total idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot because I can take pain and I don't cry.
You do not deserve a position as a teacher to teach children anything because the simple fact is, why do you want to teach a child what it's like
to start? You're telling me that you allow a mule to kick you in a private area, you have your wife back a car over your hand, and you purposefully went into a bar and got beat up by six guys. Why would we consider you to be anything other than insane?
I'm able to take pain and not cry, and these guys are talking about crying, and they're in the military, and you're criticizing me?
Coach, I want to tell you something.
Why are you doing that?
If I was a kid's father, you would not be a teacher of any sorts when I was done with you. I can assure you that. I'd go to every extent I could to get you out of a teaching system and put you somewhere where you really deserve to be.
Look, Tom, you say you're a vet. I think I got a hairball. Can I come in and...
He said he's a veteran of the military, not a veterinarian.
Oh, all right.
I'm a veteran, as in U.S. Navy. And you want to talk about Navy boys and this and that? Why don't you join the military and go out there and really find out what it's like to be in the military?
Why do I need to be in the military if my wife backs a car over my hand?
Listen to this
guy.
Well,
you're such a big bad boy that maybe that's what we need in Iraq.
I don't need to be in the military. I got a mule to kick me in the Royal American. Hey, Tom, here's what you like.
You something,
in
fella.
The Navy, you can meet a lot of guys in the Navy.
You know what? I think this guy's flipped.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
You go over there, Iraq,
meet a bunch of guys
in the Navy. You would not survive.
Well, wear those interesting pants.
But you don't have what it takes.
Tom, thank you very much for your call.
In the Navy, in the Navy.
Shut this guy off. There it is, a flashback from Vernon Dozier. And that was the one where he said that he was never going to cry again after some traumatic childhood experience. And so even if he got the crap kicked out of him and he purposefully went into a bar in Eatonville, Florida, a predominantly African-American community, walked into the bar and with the stogie of a cigar raised halfway above his head said, "Do any of you boogies have a light?" Now, for the next 4 hours, he was beaten. And he says he never cried and he laughed through the whole thing. This is his badge of honor. So the guy is, I mean, it's very racially offensive and stuff.
I was going to say, you should say something about that.
Yeah, you're right. But it was still part and parcel of the bit. All right, so let's move on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. With me is Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County. This has not got anything to do with marriage. It's got, with conservatism or liberalism, it's got more to do with marriage.
I think, Mr. Hendry, you want me to apply you. You know, being hung up on, I've been hung up on by a lot of talk show hosts, okay?
But you're talking about how it's within your right, if she doesn't give you the money back, that by law she gets from you, you can physically confront her.
But we're not divorced. Yes, in the eyes of the law, we're divorced. But I told her within 48 hours, cut the check back to me at a routing number I'm going to give you. It's an offshore bank. And
so not only are you giving her child support and spousal support that you want her to give back to you, but you want to now launder the money?
It's no absurdity, boy. You sure do know how to screw up some good intentions here.
All right. Just hold on for a minute. Jody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, I don't know where you get off saying you're not divorced. If you file divorce and the paper goes through, you're divorced. No matter how you look at it, no matter what she says or what you say, you're divorced.
That's a technicality.
Why we have laws.
But
if you think that that divorce is going to give you a clean slate for cheating on your wife for sexual reasons, you're insane.
Well, ma'am, I don't know how you can make that claim. You're not her. Although, frankly, you sound a little bit like her. I have to be honest. Your name's Jody?
Yes.
You sound a little bit like my wife. But seriously, she is a woman who is harboring this grudge.
And she should be.
Well, how long do you want to harbor it for? In other words, let's harbor it this long, so I can take a red-hot barbecue poker and skewer him in a very private area for $30,000 a month? No.
Okay, wait just a minute. You think that you can cheat on your wife for sexual reasons, and she's supposed to take that slap in the face, then you're going to divorce her and ask her to give the money back and the child support.
Thank you, Jody, because I can't figure that out either.
Well, let me tell you what you can't figure out, Mr. Henry. Marriage.
Are you going to give her half the house back, too?
No, ma'am, I'm here to help. I'm trying to make the marriage. I'm trying to make the marriage survive.
You don't have a marriage anymore because you got a divorce.
The best way to make a marriage survive is to get divorced.
Wait a minute. The clean slate comes from her forgiving you. That's what the clean slate
comes from. The way to help her forgive you is to let her get a fat head with a lot of alimony.
Okay, wait a minute.
Most women keep their bitterness intact. They go, you really owe me. You really ought to be paying me more. As they continue to press the red-hot poker to your rear end and continue to press the red-hot poker until there's scar tissue.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you don't want to pay the alimony and the child support, don't get a divorce.
It's
not working through a marriage.
The philosophy that I use is called clear the wreckage. Weren't you hearing? I'm selling a book. It's called Clear the Decks.
Okay,
We're clearing the deck.
You and your book are stupid. You don't even make good sense.
Me and my book are stupid. Wow.
Well, the lady is saying that what you're saying...
Ma'am, are you divorced? Ma'am? Sir? Yeah? Are you?
Will you shut up? All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com, and I got some email I want to read tonight. Will you get him out of here, bud?
Well, he wants to talk a little more.
Just tell him to... Tell you what, give him Marty Engel's number. Now, you didn't hear? Marty Engel's is suing Comb Over Boy. Comb Boy. Oh, man. Mr. Engel's, do me a favor. If you guys don't know who he is, he's like an ex-comic, and apparently he tried to get on Comb's show. And boy wouldn't let him on because Engels is 60. Hey, man, you may not want him to be on your show there, boy, but they're listening. They're listening, man. So anyway, this guy's suing him. And the stupidest thing about all of this is, number one, you can't sue for something like that. You need your ass kicked. Number two, why do you want to give boy all the publicity? Couldn't you use a little bit? I mean, like for something good, like doing something cool instead of like suing some fat, combed out talk show host. Some dude who's got a wine and cheese show on the weekends. Have you heard about that? Oh, my Christ. Comb Over has got a wine and cheese. What is it, bud?